big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Foundations of a vision. When Tim Berners-Lee constructed the World Wide Web, he didn't simply produce a specialized tool. He laid down a philosophical frame that guided its development. His opinions, like not painting a web or allowing it to remain open source, were not incidental. They were grounded on a clear moral vision that the web should be for everyone, far and wide. From the morning burners, Lee believed that the web must be universal, decentralized, non-discriminatory, and erected on open norms. These principles weren't just technological. They reflected values like freedom of expression, equal access to knowledge, and global cooperation. In interviews and jottings, Berners-Lee emphasized that the web was not a product but a social invention, shaped as important by community jest as by law. In his 1999 book, Weaving the Web, he wrote, "The web is more a social creation than a specialized bone. I designed it for a social effect, to help people work together, and not as a specialized toy. Universality, one web for all." One of Berners-Lee's core beliefs was universality, the idea that the web should work for everyone, anyhow of tackle, software, language, position, disability, or culture. This principle shaped every aspect of the web's design. HTML was designedly simple and forgiving so that anyone could learn to write it. URLs were invariant, global identifiers for content. HTTP was platform agnostic, allowing any device to talk to any garçon. Universality also extended to addition through the Web Availability Initiative, WAI. At the W3C, Berners-Lee supported norms to ensure that people with disabilities could navigate the web effectively. These included support for screen compendiums, keyboard access, and indispensable textbook for images. Berners-Lee understood that the further people who could use the web, the more precious it would come for society and for invention. Rejection was not just illegal, it was hamstrung. Decentralization and freedom. The web was erected on the internet, a decentralized network of networks. Berners-Lee carried this decentralization into the design of the web itself. There was no central garçon, no master directory, no single authority that controlled access. Anyone could produce a web page, start a garçon, or make a cyber surfer. The web's armature was nethermost, up rather than top, down. This made it flexible and innovative. It also made it free, not in the sense of price, but in the sense of liberty. Berners-Lee stressed that without alert, the web could come centralized, controlled, or monetized by a sprinkle of companies. As beforehand as the 1990s, he advised about walled auditoriums, website or platforms that didn't allow links to the broader web, creating isolated bubbles of content. He believed that freedom of access, freedom to publish, and freedom to connect were essential to the web's health. These freedoms were not only specialized but political, defenses against suppression, monopolization, and inequality. Open norms and collaboration. Berners-Lee's asseveration on open norms was foundational. The protocols that sustained the web, HTTP, HTML, CSS, URI, were all made intimately available and kingliness-free. Anyone could use them, make on them, or ameliorate them. This openness created a participated language for web inventors around the world. It allowed contending cyber surfers to interoperate. It enabled the explosion of invention during the FLEC, COM, Smash, and beyond. Through the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, Berners-Lee promoted cooperative development of norms. The W3C invited input from governments, companies, academics, and independent inventors. Proffers were batted, tested, and revised through agreement. This approach stood in discrepancy to personal software or seller-specific technologies. Berners-Lee believed that the web must belong to everyone, and the stylish way to ensure that was to make it together. Neutrality and equal access. Another of Berners-Lee's deeply held persuasions was net impartiality, the principle that all internet business should be treated inversely, without favoritism or demarcation. He opposed sweats by ISPs, internet service providers, to produce fast lanes for companies that paid further or to block or garrote certain types of content. Similar practices, he argued, undermine the web's foundational ideals. In public speeches, congressional sounds, and studies, Berners Lee supported for legislation to save net impartiality. He saw it not just as a specialized issue, but as a matter of freedom, republic, and invention. Equal access to information was a mortal right, he argued. However, rather than for communication and collaboration, it would lose its soul if the web became a tool for control or profit, ethics, and sequestration. As the web progressed, Berners Lee grew decreasingly concerned about sequestration and data ethics. Companies were collecting vast quantities of particular information, frequently without druggies' informed concurrence. Algorithms were manipulating news feeds, advertising, and indeed political beliefs. Berners Lee advised about the creation of surveillance capitalism, a system in which particular data became a commodity, traded behind the scenes without translucency or responsibility. In 2018, he launched SOLID, a new action aimed at returning control of data to druggies. SOLID is grounded on the idea of data capsules, secure particular storehouse spaces where druggies decide who can pierce their information. Through SOLID and the interrupt company he co-founded, Berners Lee hopes to restore the web's original purpose, empowering people to communicate, unite, and produce without being surveilled or exploited. Openness in the web as a mortal right. Berners Lee has long argued that access to the web should be considered an introductory mortal right, like education, clean water, or freedom of speech. In Corridor of the World, where the web remains inapproachable due to structure, cost, or suppression, he sees a critical moral and political challenge. In cooperation with associations like the World Wide Web Foundation, he has supported for programs that promote universal internet access, low-cost broadband, digital knowledge and education, structure investment in underserved regions. He believes that the web can be a great equalizer, lifting people out of poverty, connecting them to occasion, and giving voice to marginalized communities. But this requires not only technology but policy, investment, and restraint. The contract for the web. In 2019, Berners Lee unveiled a new global action, the contract for the web. Developed through a collaboration of civil society, tech companies, and governments, the contract outlined 9 crucial principles to guard the web's future. For governments, ensure everyone can connect to the internet. Keep the internet available all the time. Respect and cover people's abecedarian online sequestration and data rights. For companies, make the internet affordable and accessible to everyone. Respect consumer sequestration and particular data. Develop technologies that support the stylish and humanity and challenge the worst. For citizens, be generators and collaborators on the web. Figure strong communities that admire civil converse and mortal quality. Fight for the web so it remains open and a global public good. Berners Lee called it a Magna Carta for the web, a duty to guide its unborn development in a way that respects mortal rights and communal values. The ongoing fight. Despite his numerous accomplishments, Berners Lee remains deeply concerned about the web's future. He warns of fragmentation, of multiple internets divided by terrain, suppression, or commercial control. He cautions against misinformation to test speech and manipulation, but he's not a pessimist. He sees the web's challenges as substantiation of its power and of the responsibility that comes with it. He continues to speak, write, and develop technologies in defense of the web's original vision. His work isn't finished. The web, he reminds us, is still youthful, and its shape is still being formed by its druggies. Heritage and moral compass. Tim Berners Lee will be flashback not just for contriving the World Wide Web, but for his grim advocacy for its ethical development. He chose not to benefit from his invention. He gave away the core law. He innovated institutions to cover its openness. He fought for laws to keep it fair. He continues to push back against centralization, surveillance, and inequality. In a world of tech billionaires and information conglomerates, Berners Lee remains a rare figure, a principled innovator driven not by plutocrat or fame, but by a belief in the common good. His life is a memorial that technology is no way neutral. Every tool we make carries our values, our hypotheticals, and our expedience. The web, at its stylish, reflects the loftiest borns of humanity, to partake knowledge, to connect, to understand. And for that vision, we've Tim Berners Lee to thank. The turning point. As the web grew into a global structure, Tim Berners, Lee came decreasingly terrified. The early ideals of openness, decentralization, and commission had given way to new realities. Giant tech companies controlled large portions of online business. Stoner data was being gathered and monetized at an artificial scale. Fake news, manipulation, and surveillance were growing pitfalls. He'd imagined the web as a cooperative tool for mortal advancement. Rather, he saw it being weaponized for division, exploitation, and profit. By the late 2010s, Berners, Lee had a clear consummation. It was time for a course correction, the birth of Solid. In response, Berners, Lee launched a new action called Solid Social Link Data. Solid isn't just a technology, it is a movement to polarize the web and return data power to individualities. At its core, Solid introduces a new model for how data is stored, penetrated, and participated on the web. Druggies are particular online data stores, capsules, where their information is kept. Rather than giving away data to platforms, druggies grant apps and services authorization to pierce their capsules on their terms. Access is revocable, and druggies decide who sees what and when. This armature returned control to individualities. It separates operations from data, enabling interoperability while guarding sequestration. How Solid Workshop. Under the current web model, data is locked into silos. Facebook owns your social data. Google controls your hunt history. Amazon tracks your shopping gist. This creates monopolies and disempowers druggies. Solid reverses that sense. Your data lives in your cover, hosted either by yourself or a trusted provider. Apps interact with your cover using standard protocols. Still, your data stays with you. If you switch apps, for illustration, if you use a fitness app, your health records stay in your cover. You can switch to another app without losing data or giving it down again. Solid introduces the idea of a web of data, controlled by people, not pods. In Rupt, a company with a mission to help develop and promote Solid, Berners, Lee co-founded Incipiency called Inrupt in 2018, along with tech entrepreneur John Bruce. Inrupt's charge is to bring Solid to mainstream relinquishment by furnishing the tools, structure, and hookups demanded to make the decentralized web a reality. Inrupt doesn't aim to become a data monopoly. Rather, it offers open-source software and guidance so that governments, enterprises, and inventors can integrate Solid into their systems. Inrupt launched an enterprise-grade Solid Garçon and development accoutrements to help. Public institutions offer citizen services while conserving sequestration. Businesses empower guests with transparent data control. Inventors make apps without harvesting data. For Berners, Lee, Inrupt is a catalyst, not a doorkeeper. It's a way to operationalize his vision at scale. Early relinquishment and real-world systems. Solid is still in its early stages, but several high-profile systems have begun experimenting with its armature. The National Health Service, NHS, in the UK has piloted using capsules to allow cases to control their health data. The government of Flanders in Belgium has explored Solid to let citizens manage particular executive records. Colorful startups and nonprofits are testing Solid grounded platforms for education, job matching, and particular data operation. These aviators demonstrate Solid's eventuality to make trust grounded digital services, where druggies are end data sources but empowered actors. Challenges to adoption. Solid represents a paradigm shift, and with it comes major challenges. Complexity, understanding, and managing capsules requires new chops. Impulses companies profit from stoner data. Why would they borrow a model that reduces their control? Interoperability, the current web, is end designed for particular data stores. Regulation legal fabrics like GDPR align with Solid, but enforcement is inconsistent. Despite these obstacles, Berners, Lee remains auspicious. He believes druggies will demand control and forward, allowing associations will borrow Solid to make trust and fidelity. Ethical technology and the inventor's part. With Solid, Berners, Lee reasserts the moral part of inventors. He urges them to stop erecting systems that exploit druggies and rather produce bones, that admire autonomy and foster quality. He frequently speaks of a new generation of ethical technologists, masterminds, contrivers, and entrepreneurs who align profit with purpose. Solid, he argues, is Entandi Business. It enables new models of invention grounded on translucency, Stoner Commission, and data as a relationship, not a commodity. This requires an artistic shift in tech from control to collaboration, from secretiveness to openness, from short-term criteria to long-term trust. A web of capsules reimagining the internet. Still, the internet would look veritably different if Solid were completely espoused. You would log into websites using your web ID linked to your cover. Apps would request grainy access to specific data. Switching services would be flawless. No single platform could sew up your digital identity. Your data could follow you across borders, services, and bias. It would be a web grounded not on clicks and surveillance, but on agency and participation. Berners, Lee compares his future to the early days of the web, empowering, creative, and cooperative. It revives the ideal that the stoner is the center of the web, not the product. Solid in the fight for digital rights. Solid is part of a broader movement for digital rights. It aligns with other sweats too. Applied data portability and interoperability. Promote sequestration by design. Produce ethical AI systems. Figure open an inclusive digital structure. Associations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Web Foundation, and Mozilla partake analogous pretensions. Solid provides a specialized foundation for these values. Berners, Lee is frequently asked whether this fight is winnable. His answer is unwavering, we've no choice. The web is too important to leave to chance. It's a public good like air, water, or libraries. Heritage in stir. Solid is a nostalgic return to the once. It's a reboot. It addresses the problems of the ultra-modern web, not with despair, but with design. It offers a future in which technology is formally again aligned with mortal values. Berners, Lee is then decelerating down. In his 60s, he continues rendering, tutoring, and championing. He remains a presence at conferences, supposed tanks, and hackathons. When asked what drives him, he answers simply, "The web is yours. It's mine. It's everyone's. We need to cover it. We need to fix it." Solid is his way of doing that not alone, but with the community he inspired. In the coming occasion, we will explore how Berners Lee's work continues to shape education, governance, and global cooperation in the digital age.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.